This daf is daf Samech Tes. So we're about to finish the third parak. The Mishnah on the top says, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yecholin Mamzerin Li Taher. Rabbi Tarfon is Mechadesh that you can be Metar, you can cleanse people who are Mamzerim. How do you cleanse Mamzerim? A person is born a Mamzer. It means all the children that come from him are going to be Mamzerim as well. So what's the Tahar process? Kate said, welcome. Kate said, how so? Gemara says, Mamzer Shenasa Shifcha. If you have a Mamzer, marry a Shifcha. Havlad Eved. Now the child of a shifcha is going to be an eved, and shechraro, you can now free the eved, nimse haben ben chor. Now the child is going to be a free person. Now there are a couple of problems with this. One is that even though a person's a mamzer, he's still a yid, and a yid can't marry a shifcha. Question two is, it's also to free an eved. You can't be a meshacher an eved unless there's a certain purpose for, like the Gemara and Brachos and Gittin talk about. If you need a minion, so you could be a meshacher avdo for the minion purposes. But even those are two steps to get to this point. But anyways, Rabbi Tarfon thinks that at least there's a mechanism that would work. So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Hareza, Eved, Mamzer. No, it doesn't work. Because even if he's an Eved, and you free him, he sells the din of the Mamzer. You cannot get rid of the status of a Mamzer. This is a machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon versus Rabbi Eliezer. Where wants to know, Ibailu. Rabbi Tarfon, L'chachila Kamar, or the Eved Kamar. Is he advising this, L'chachila? If you want to make sure your children are not Mamzerim, do the following. Or is he only saying, B'di'evet, if a person did this, then this is what happened. This is the result. So why L'chachila, Rashi says, L'chachila kamar, Mamzer knows his shifcha, D'kasavar d'chi kasiv lo yek kadash b'Yisrael kasher k'siv lo mamzer. Ah, didn't we say it's usher for a Jew to marry a shifcha, lo yek kadash b'Yisrael? It's only referring to a kasher yid can't marry a shifcha, but a mamzer is permitted to marry a shifcha. That's his understanding. Oh no, b'di'evit, he says, he agrees, l'chachil et aser for mamzer even to marry shifcha. But b'di'evit, if they were to get married and have children, that child b'di'evit would have a din of a eved, not a mamzer, an eved, and then you free the eved, he'll be completely a ben chorin.
What's a mamzer? Meaning, I know what's a mamzer.
Mamzer is a child that comes out of a
what's the meaning of the milah?
I don't know. It's a Hebrew word, mamzer. It's a status.
Not a nice word.
Gemara says, Toshma.
Okay.
Toshma Amar Amru Loli Rabbi Tarfon. So they said to Rabbi Tarfon, Tiharta es hazacharim lo tiharta es in the kevos. So they say back to Rabbi Tarfon, okay, you did a good job for the men, but what's going to be with the girls? What's the shaila here? Look at Rashi. Tiharta es hazacharim, you've cleansed the men. Sheyalchu l'makom shein makirin. The men are going to a place where nobody recognizes who they are. They're not going to know that he's a mamzer. But Yomer Eved Ani, he's going to say, I'm an Eved, he's going to lie. V'nosei shifcha v'ein mocha v'yad, he's going to marry a shifcha, and they're going to assume he's an Eved, he has no shame, he'll lie. And then he'll marry a shifcha, and then he will have children that are avadim, and then they'll be freed. But v'ez n'kevos lo tiarta, says Rashi, v'ein derech isha legalos mimkomo, she's not willing to exile, remove herself from her home. And to privately get married, because if you're saying lechachila, this is a process to cleanse the family. So there's nothing to hide from at all. And lechachila, we could allow mamzeres to marry neved. There's no needing for hiding. So it must be this is only b'dieved and how it's done, and only the males will go ahead and do this process b'dieved, but a woman wouldn't. So that sounds, the Gemara says, now, v'amr is l'chachila.
He's talking about not the daughter, the father, meaning that a mamzeres can marry an eved.
Exactly. Okay. So a woman, a girl, wouldn't do this. She wouldn't hide out and get married. But if it was l'chachila, says the Gemara, v'amr is l'chachila, kamar, the Rabbi Tarfon is advising this l'chachila. So mamzeres nami tinasev la'avda. So if everybody knows the halacha, that she's a mamzeres, everyone knows. Her parents, she was a product of a illicit relationship. So she's a mamzeres, everybody knows, and she's allowed to get married to an eved, so let her go get married to an eved. Gemara says, no, the problem is not that nothing to do with the chachila b'dieved, it's eved ein lo chayis, an eved has no yichus. It wouldn't work with a girl. It just doesn't work that way, l'chachila or b'dieved, because since the father has no yichus, so the child of her, she's a mamzeres, the mamzeres is going to create another mamzeres. It doesn't follow the father at all when the father's an eved. If the father's a mamzer, and the lady's a shivcha, so the mamzer father, even though he's a mamzer, but he's a Jew, so the mamzer does have yichas, so the child's going to follow, be a Jew, but a Jew will also be a shivcha. But if it's the mother who marries an eved, the father's an eved now, then you don't follow that, the child never becomes an eved. Child can't become an eved of the father, it only follows the mother's side. So the mother is a mamzeris, so the child remains a mamzeris for generations after generations after generations. And it just doesn't work for mamzeris. So all they're saying is, Rabbi Tarfon, you did a wonderful thing of being mitar the men, but you don't have no hope for the women.
That's, I don't understand the concept, because we follow, if the mother is Jewish, we follow the what's the concept of yichus here?
That we want the child to follow the parents. Child is a combination. You know, the mother has to be Jewish, so, and a kohen from the father. But avadim have no yichus at all.
Okay.
So now this child of an eved won't be an eved.
Following the mother who's a mamzeris.
Right.
So that's why it doesn't help.
She's stuck.
The mamzeris marries an eved. So the child is always following the mother. It's going to be mamzeris as well, and a mamzer. But if, let's say, the other case where it's a mamzer marries a shivcha,
the kid will be
it follows the
Jewish.
Right, it's Jewish. It follows the child, right, the father, which is a mamzer, but also follows.
No, he's not Jewish.
No, he's Jewish because the father is Jewish.
The father is Jewish. But the son is a
girl. I'm sorry. No, it follows the mother. The mother who's a shivcha. So the child's an eved now. The child's an eved.
Right.
And then,
but it doesn't. Anyways, the mamzer has no yichus, even though we say. Meaning, no matter how which way you look at it, you're still following.
No, as an eved, it's not a Jew. But once you free it, the eved follows the mother, which is a shivcha. But mamzeris does not connect at all to the child.
No, I understand. I just don't have clear. It's like intermingled between all.
I hear all the
concepts that we had.
I hear that. Okay. It does need to be fleshed out a little bit clearer.
We said the blood's kamosa when there's no kedushin. When we said the last statement of the prior mission said that if there's no kedushin,
right,
and it's not shaykh, there could be kedushin to an acher. We said that like avodas kochavim and an evet, and the blood is kamosa. So in both these cases, the blood is kamosa.
In the case of the mamzer of the shivcha, it's not kamosa.
Yeah, because if he's an eved.
Yeah. That's what the Mishnah says.
The Mishnah says Kamosa. Right. Okay.
In both cases, both scenarios.
Right, Kamosa. Right, okay.
Fine. The Gemara now says, Toshma brings a raya. The Rebbe Simlai, the guest of Rebbe Simlai, was a mamzer hava. One time he had a mamzer staying at his house, so he says to the mamzer, Iyakad Mosech, had you come to me earlier before you had gotten married, Tarsinu Levincha, I could have cleansed your children. Why? Says Rashi, Iyakid Tarasach Levincha, Im Haisi Mekircha, Kodam Shinasa, Isha Haisi Masiacha, Eitzat Latar Bencha, I could have given you the proper advice to marry somebody. This way your children will not be mamzerim either. So Gemara explains, Iyamis Bishma, Lichachila Shapir, if this was a Lichachila approach of Rabbi Tarfon, so this makes sense. He would have advised them to go ahead and marry someone who's a Shivcha. But El Iyamas Dieved, if Rabbi Tarfon was only on a Dieved level, my new, what type of Eitzah would he have given him? So Gemara answers, the Menasiv Le Eitzah, V'amar Le Zil Gonov, V'izdah Bein Be'evet Ivri. Imagine. So go steal, and then, assuming you have no money to pay back, so you have no money, and then you'll be sold by Machru Bezdin, you'll be sold to be an Eved Ivri, and then an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shivcha, as we learned several times already, and the children will be then Avadim, and then they'll go free, and they'll be Ben Chorin.
Wow.
So the Gemara asks a question, but Rashi points out, and Tos points out, wait a second, how could you violate the Isser?
It's
a Gneva, and do this. Okay. Gemara says, in Rashi, in a Hanami, that could have been a question, but the Gemara ends up asking a different question. U'bishnei de Rabbi Samlai, Eved Ivri mihava? During his times, were there Eved Ivris? V'ha'amar mar, ein Eved Ivri noeg, ela b'zman she yovel noeg. And there was no yovel during the times of Rabbi Simlai, so there wasn't Eved Ivri either noeg. So what kind of advice was that? So el lav shmamina, Rabbi Tarfon l'chachila kamar. Must be, Rabbi Tarfon was saying l'chachila, and Rabbi Simlai was saying l'chachila, you could go ahead and marry a shivcha, and there would be no iser, and the children would be avadim, and you free their avadim, they'll be all ben charon. Shmamina. The Gemara concludes, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel halacha, Kirby Tarfon. That's how we paskin, yes.
The question, but I still understand. So the Eved Ivri is also a mamzer. So I said the Eved Ivri takes over the mamzeris and he's stronger than that.
No, the Eved Ivri, remember, Eved Ivri now is going to be owned by a Jew. I'm the owner. I'm taking the Eved Ivri.
He's a mamzer.
In a chanami, it's fine.
So being an Eved Ivri is basically it. You mean that.
Everybody's not a status.
You mean that the master can give him to a shivcha even though he's a mamzer?
Yeah, why not?
Because it's not his choice.
Everybody's a Jew. It's a right. Jew, happens okay. to be a mamzer, and a shivcha kananis is a non-Jew.
So he says, I own you, just go on.
Yeah, have children, and those children will be following the mother, a shivcha.
We're ignoring the fact that you have to mishachir Eved.
Exactly. That point, it's not being addressed at all now.
Right. It's all good.
Exactly.
Okay.
Fine. Okay. It's right. Okay.
The whole is sort of the question about whether or not it's the Hachila B'Yevet is whether or not a mamzer is allowed to marry a shifcha.
Correct.
Explains, the whole shaila is, does lo yekadesh apply
to a mamzer? Exactly.
So what we're saying in Maskana here is that there's no iser of a mamzer.
Exactly. Okay, the Gemara now says, last few lines of the Perek, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hareze Evan Mamzer. Rabbi Eliezer argues with Rabbi Tarfon and says, no, the child, even in this case, when a Mamzer marries a Shivcha, yes, the child will be an Eved, but the stigma of Mamzeris will still continue on this child, and there is no way ever of cleaning out the family of Mamzerim. So Gemara says, Amar Belozer, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer. What was Rabbi Eliezer's reason? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lo Halach Acher Psulo. So what's the Pasuk? So Rashi, rather the pasuk on the side here says, "Lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem." A mamzer cannot enter into the kal of Hashem. He can't marry a yid. Gam dorasiri, even the tenth generation, lo yavo lo bekal Hashem. Even the tenth generation, lo yavo lo, he can't enter in. So he says, "Lo." The drasha is even though it's a man, lo is sounds like a zachar. Achar psul. You always follow psul. So if the father is a psul, regardless of who he's marrying, even if it's a shifcha, the child will always carry on that mamzeris. That's why it's in Evan Mamzer. But Rabbanan says no. Hahu bi Yisrael shenasa Mamzeris. No, that pasuk is referring to when Yisrael marries a Mamzeris. That's where the child's going to follow the Mamzeris. But when it comes to a Mamzer marrying a Shivcha, then it doesn't carry through. So Sakadai Techamin, I would have thought, explaining to Gemara, the Mishpicha Osam, Levesav Osam Ksiv, the family always follows the father. So in this case, since a Yisrael marries a Mamzeris, the child should be a full-fledged Yisrael because it always follows Mishpichosam, the Beis Avosam, and the father's not a Mamzer. Also, lo, Afke, the lo comes to tell me, even though it's a Lashon Zachar, it's saying the child will still be a Mamzer since the mother's side is a Mamzeris. Even though normally we paskin again, the Beis Avosam, when there's a Mamzer, when there's a Psul, even the mother's side, that Psul does carry through. And that's Rabbanan's reasoning. And then the Gemara says, But when it comes to a Yisrael, Mamzer marrying a Shivcha, then we would not carry through the Mamzeris, according to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim.
Even though we have a general klal, that Kol Malkam Shish Kedushim Yesh Avera, we go after the Pogam.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the Mishnah brought a bunch of cases where we're going to go after the Pogam.
So what's the Havamina here, you're saying?
The Gemara still needs to bring a Raya of Lo. Tell you that you go after the woman.
Right, so what's the need for that? It's already in the klal.
Because there was definitely an Esther here.
Right.
It was on Yisrael.
Unless this is the source of that concept. But we saw that source already.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know. The Gemara says now, Rabbi Eliezer, complicated stuff. Rabbi Eliezer, as David said, is like Yivamos. So Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Lav, afa, gav, the kasav of the mishpochosam, the vesav asam, asalo, afke. So Rabbi Eliezer is trying to explain his meaning, even though we say Beis Avosam always, they always follow the father's yichus. In the case of Yisrael marrying Mamzeris, you would think you'd follow the Yisrael, the father, and it wouldn't be a Mamzer. The word lo comes to tell me that no, we followed even the mother's side in this case. The psul Mamzeris even comes from the mother's side. So he says, so too. Hachanami, here too as well. Afagav dechsev idh, even though the pasuk says ha'isha v'iladeha tiat le'adoneha, that the wife and the children will be the masters. All the vadim will be owned by the master. Asalo afke. Still, since the father in this case, since the Eved Ivri, is a mamzer, that lo tells me that the mamzeris will pass through as well. So lo is telling me, in both scenarios where you would have thought that mamzeris shouldn't pass through, lo tells me, no, they do. It does pass through. That's the chiddush. That's Rabbi Elazar. While Rabbanan say, no. Not true. It doesn't work for the case of an every mamzer who marries a shifcha. The mamzeris does not pass through when a mamzer marries a shifcha. Why? Because Rabbanan say, kol vlad b'mei shifcha, kananis kivlad b'mei behema dami. A fetus in the stomach of the womb of the shifcha is mamish like an animal, has no connection at all to the father, and therefore the mamzeris does not pass through when an every mamzer marries a shifcha. Hajin lacha omer. Not easy stuff. Okay, fourth and final parak. We have 13 days before the big seam of Seder Nashim. Very exciting.
Wow.
Okay. Mara says, Asar Yuchsin.
I can't believe it.
Alu, we'll count you. Asar Yuchsin, Alu Mibavel. So there are 10 different categories of groupings that ascended from Bavel to Eretz Israel in the times of Ezra. Kohani, we're going to need a lot of your help now as we go through some Tanakh here. He's our expert on Tanakh. Actually, I should say he's the only one who knows here.
Amen.
Okay. Kohani, Levi, Yisraeli, Chalal, Kohanim, Levi, Yisraelim are the first three categories. Chalalim are Kohanim who lost the Kedusha. They're called Chalalim. There's the fourth category. Geri, referring to Gerim. Charuri are Eved Shechurim, Evadim who were freed. Mamzerim are Mamzerim, of course. Nisine are the groups of the Givonim, as Rashi points out, during the times of Yeshua, that Yeshua had converted them. He was tricked into that. And Shtuki, Vasufi, the Gemara will explain, people who were didn't know who the mother was, or perhaps even who any of the parents were. That the Gemara will define. Those are the 10 categories of people who came from Bavel. So the Gemara says, Kohani, Levi, Israeli, Mutarn, Lavoze, Bazet. Those are all three categories that are completely kosher. They can intermarry with each other. Levi, Israeli, Chalali, Geri, Vicharuri, Mutarn, Lavoze, Bazet. These next categories, we're excluding a Kohen, these next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 categories can also all intermarry with each other. And then Geri, Vicharuri, Mamzeri, Unisini, Shisuki, Vasufi, Kulam, Mutam, Lavo, Zebazet. And those next categories can also marry with each other. So there are three groups of people who can intermarry within each other among these 10 categories of people. Okay. So Gemara says, the Elohim Shisuki. What's considered Shisuki? Kol Shu Makiris Imo Veino Makiris Aviv, a person who knows their mother but doesn't know who their father is. Okay. I knew that joke was coming out. Asufi kol shenesaf min ashuk. And Asufi is a person who is gathered from the shuk somewhere. Veinu makir los aviv los imo. Asufi is a person who doesn't know any of the parents. They kind of left the baby out in the shuk. They couldn't handle the baby. Left the mamish there. No idea who the parents are. That's considered Asufi. We don't know what the yichus is. And then finally, Abashol hayakore l'shisuki beduki. He had another name, nickname he called Shisuki beduki. Gemara will explain what all of this means. To check, to inspect, right. The Gemara will explain why he called it Baduki. So Gemara says, Asara yuchsin alum abavel. Yeah, we got a long blood here. Long
one.
Yeah. I'm trying to daven elsewhere today, right? Gemara says, my iria detani alum abavel. Why does it say they ascended from Bavel? Nisnei halchul Eretz Yisrael. Focus on they entered Eretz Yisrael. Why did it talk about them leaving Bavel, or they're ascending from Bavel? Milsag of Archa, we're coming to teach you some halacha. Or some Indian, Kamash Malon, to teach us what? Get the sign of the Brisa tells us, V'kom to V'alisa l'amok mashiv ha'ashim l'kecha, that you will go up and you will send the place that Hashem chose, which is, of course, Har Bais in Yerushalayim. There's a pasuk in the context of, I think it's Zakin Mamre. Zakin Mamre is going against the Sanhedrin. He argues in the Sanhedrin. He continues to argue and argue. They bring him up to the Sanhedrin and he dukes it out with them until finally he doesn't give up. We kill him. So that's what it's talking about. So Alisa el Hamakom Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha Melame to teach us Shebeis Hamikdash Gavoa Mikol Eretz Yisrael. The Beis Hamikdash was higher up than any other place in the land of Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael is also Gavoa Mikol Haratos, and Eretz Yisrael also is higher than any other land in the world.
What did you say before?
Zakin Mamre. Different topic. We'll get to Sanhedrin. We'll get there in a couple of years. We'll discuss it. No, I won't go now. Right now, not now. But I'll tell you afterwards, Amir Tashem, or another time. Bishma, Beis HaMikdash Gavol Mikol Eretz Yisrael. I understand that Beis HaMikdash is higher up than any other land in Eretz Yisrael. Hainu Dichsiv, that's what the Pasuk says. Divrei Rivos B'Sharecha V'Kom Tev Alisa. That's referring to going to the Beis HaMikdash, going to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin sat right outside the Lishchas HaGazis. They were in the Lishchas HaGazis, right outside the Beis HaMikdash. That was elevated. That much I understand. But Eretz Yisrael, Gavon Mikol Aratos, Minolon. What's the source, though, that Eretz Yisrael is higher up than any other land? So Gemara quotes a pasuk, Dichsiv Lachein Hine, Yomar Yem, Od Hashem, Od Chai Hashem, Asher Halah, as Bnei Yisrael, Me Eretz Mitzrayim, that he elevated them from Eretz Mitzrayim. Ki Im Chai Hashem, Asher Halah, Vasher Evi, as Bnei Yisrael, Me Eretz Tzafon, from a northern place, Mikol Haratot, Asher Dachtem Sham. They brought him to a northern place. So we see that Eretz Yisrael is higher up, at least, from Eretz Mitzrayim, but Eretz Tzafon also refers to Bavel. So Eretz Yisrael was higher up than at least Bavel and Eretz Mitzrayim. So we see it is elevated.
Is it Gashmir?
No, again, Gashmir. It sounds like Gashmir. That's what it sounds like in Gashmir. In Pnimius, in Ruchnius also as well. Yeah, in terms of...
You're talking Gashmir. It's physical.
Yeah,
it's
yes, fine. Yes, in physical. Now, again, the Pasuk only proves... No, only proves... No, it only proves higher than Eretz Mitzrayim and Bavel. which is true physically. It's even though it sounds like from all the lands, it doesn't have a proof in the pasuk. So I don't know if the pasuk is whether Kolaratos really means all the other lands or it's only referring to the big lands.
Because, you know, they have
right,
mountains.
Exactly. So I don't know what it means then. I don't know. Gemara says, "My Irya, the Tani Alu mi Bavel, Nisu Alu l'Eretz Yisrael." So why do they say? Why do they focus on leaving Bavel? Why not say they're entering into Eretz Yisrael, elevating into Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to elevating from Bavel? It should say Alu l'Eretz Yisrael. So Messiah Le, this supports Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Rabbi Elazar Lo Alu, he says Lo Alu Ezra mi Bavel ad sha'asa kesolas nekiyav Alu. Ezra did not leave Bavel until he made it into a clean, sifted flour. What does that mean, clean, sifted flour? Says Rashi. Where is Rashi? Rashi here, that's a top line, four lines down rather. Let's just get to the point here. He saw that in Bavel, they're all mixed together. All the yichas was all mixed up together. He wanted to clean it out from all the yichas. So therefore, he separated all the different psulim, and the psulim came with him to Eretz Yisrael. And Bavel was left with only people with yichas. That's what he had done. So that's why they left Alu mi Bavel. He didn't leave from Bavel, the folks from Bavel, until he fixed what Bavel needed to be fixed with, and then he went to Eretz Yisrael.
Was the connection to the world. Those people who were left in Bavel, they would become completely assimilated.
Aha, that was the concern. So therefore he wanted only people with yichas, and therefore he could trust them, that they had yichas, and they're proud of the yichas, and they would stay.
Those who stayed.
Those who stayed.
But the one he took out, he didn't want them to leave in Bavel. He was worried they would just...
Right. So, but he was comfortable leaving all those with yichas, right, who had pride in who they were. He knew right, they would stay within the religion, the so he trusted them.
Key yeah. What's key right, mission?
Right. So it's the connection to the world, Alu.
No, it's Alu, the focus is Mibavel, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael. Focusing on his efforts, what he did in Bavel, cleaned out, clean Bavel.
Wow.
So Gemara now says, Itamar, the first wire line down says, Abai Amar, Alu Me'e Lehem, Tanan, Rav Amar, He'elum Tanan. Abai says that they went up on their own, Alu Me'elem, and Rava says, no, He'elum, that Bal Karcha, that Ezra forcibly took them up to Eretz Yisrael. The Kamiflagi, they're arguing about, but the Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lo Alu El Ezra, Mi Bavel, Ad She'asak, Salas Nekia, V'Ala. That Rabbi Elazar held that Ezra didn't leave until he cleaned out all the psulim from Bavel. So what's the machlokas? Abai lesle de Rabbi Elazar. He doesn't hold the Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, there's no force. He wasn't accomplishing that. Whoever came, came. Who didn't. But according to Rava isle de Rabbi Elazar, he holds that's what Ezra did. And he therefore, ba karcha, he was helim. He removed all the psulim very proactively. So therefore, Rava holds of Rabbi Elazar. And therefore, the lashon is helim. He took them out against the will, all the psulim. That's first suggestion. Ivai Seima, another suggestion of the Machlokas. The Chuliyama Islahu de Rebbe Eliezer. Everybody holds a Rebbe Elazar that he cleaned out Bavel. Bahacha Bahacha Miflagi, they're arguing about Mar Savar Afrushe Afrushinu. He separated them. But when Nafshayo Salik, he just separated them. You guys with Yichas stay here and you guys with Psulim are over there, so everybody knows who's Puzzle. But they decided once they're Puzzle, let's just go to Eretz Yisrael. And Mar Savar, that's Rava holds, no, Baal Karchayu Asukinu. Not only did he separate them, but he also took them, threw them in the boats or in the caravans, and they went off to Eretz Yisrael, to the west. So Bishma, this all makes sense. Laman Damar Alu, that they went up on their own. Hainu Damar Rav Yehuda Damar Shmuel. He holds Kol Aratos Isa Eretz Yisrael. All the lands relative to Eretz Yisrael are considered a dough, mixed dough. They're all mixed up together. Yichas and Psulim. Eretz Yisrael is considered relatively clean to the rest of the world in terms of Yichas. And Eretz Yisrael to Isa LeBavel. Eretz Yisrael is considered actually mixed. There is no good Yichas. Everything's mixed together relative to Bava. Bava was the cleanest of places with regards to Yichas. So this all makes sense if they went up on their own. Ella Leman Damar. Because if they went up on their own, nobody knew, once they entered Eretz Yisrael, nobody knew who was possible, who was not. But if it was Ella Leman Damar Helum, if Ezra took them by the, you know, by arms and forced them to come to Eretz Yisrael, it was a whole big to-do. So Miyadu Yadenu, everybody knew who was possible. And that means in Eretz Yisrael also, they'd be careful to only marry people with Yichas, so they would separate from those who Ezra forcibly took to Eretz Yisrael.
It should be the same as Bava, not worse.
Right. It should be the same as Bava, right. So Gemara says, Nihidi Yade Lahu Dara, Ledar Achvina Lo Yade. You're right, that generation who experienced the return of Ezra, so they knew who was puzzled, because Ezra forcibly took them into Eretz Yisrael, they knew who was singled out. But the next generation, there's no way to have that continued from generation to generation, so he's concerned about the next generation, then Eretz Yisrael would be considered a big melting pot of Psulim and people of Yichas, and as opposed to Bava, which was completely clean of all Psulim. So then the Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense. Laman Damar Alu, that they went up on their own. Hainu dichsev, that's what it means. Ve'kab sem el hanar. And Ezra says, I gather them at the river. Haba el achoa. V'nachna sham yamim shlosha. We spent 33 days camping there. V'avina ba'am b'kanim u'mivnei levi l'matasi sham. And I understood that the nation, I figured out who was there, and there were many Kohanim, but no Levim came up. So it makes sense if they came up on their own, did Ezra only realize now, once they went a few days in, who was with him? But Elev, you say, Leman Damar Ha'elum, if he was the one who took them out, so Ha Mizar, Ha Mizar Zahira, he would have been careful, he would have known who he took already. So why is he only now assessing who he took? He already forcibly took people out already. So the answer to the Gemara, yes, he was very aware of who was puzzle, who he took out, who was with him. He wasn't aware of which kosher people came back. And that's what the epiphany he had there. He's like, no Levim were here. He understood that there were Kohanim, but no Levim came back. That's so strange. And this, by the way, the reason why they lost the Ma'aser Rishon, exactly. Because Levim didn't come, he cut the Levim off from ever taking Ma'aser Rishon. Okay. Gemara says now, Kohanim Levim Israeli, they're allowed to intermarry. So, Munalan de Saliku, how do we know that they came, that they're the ones who returned back? Pazik says, Vayeshua Kwanim, Vahalavim, we see Levim did come back actually here. Figure out how that works out, but.
Very few.
May a few, I guess, yeah. Umin Ha'am, Vahmeshorim, the singers, Vahashorim, the gatekeepers, Vahnesinim, Vahareim, Vahol Yisrael, Vahareim. So, we see from this Pazik that they were Kwanim, the Levim, and then they're Yisraelim, who all returned back to Babel with Ezra. Now, the Gemara wants to know, Chalale, Geri, Bihharuri, how do we know that they came back? Chalale minol. And how do we know? The Sani, the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Yossi Omer Gedola Chazaka.
Yes, it's too late, but ask the question. Why does it mention
Levim?
Yeah.
Okay. So we see how great the Chazaka is. What's the Chazaka? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Umim b'nei ha-Kwanim, b'nei Chavaya, b'nei Akot, b'nei Barzilai. These were three families of Kwanim. Asher lokach, mibnos Barzilai, Hagiladi, Isha, that they took from the daughters of Barzili. And they called them based on the name. Ela bikshu ksavim amisachtim. They were requested of their yichus, their star yichus, how kasher. Below nimto, they couldn't find their documents that they were kasher. Vayigalu, and he had redeemed them, meaning he had removed their kuna from them. Minakuna. Vayomer atisharsa, which is nechemi. He said lahem. He says to them, Asher lo yochlu mikodesh hakadoshim ad amor de koin l'urim v'tumim. You guys are forbidden from eating the kodesh kadoshim until we have the Kohen, the Urim and Tumim, who could figure out whether or not you guys really have Yichus or not.
Til Mashiach.
Amr Lehem, exactly. So he says to them, further, Hare Atem B'chazkasem, you're in your Chazkasem, that you had a Chazak in Bavel, though. What does that mean? B'ma Ha'isem Ochlem B'gola, whatever you ate in Bavel, which is Kodshe Gvul, which is referring to Truma, they did eat Truma in Bavel, Afka Nami B'Kodshe Gvul, you could continue to eat Truma in Eretz Yisrael. You just can't have Karbanos. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, let's try to figure this out for a second. Leman damar malim mitshuma liyuchsin. The one who thinks that if a person, you see a Kohen eating chuma, then you could assume he has yuchus. So then, hani da'achal b'chuma, asi lasukinu. So the problem is, now if you say that you start seeing these people eating chuma, you're going to assume that they have real yuchus, and then you're going to assume they're real kohanim. That's going to be a big problem. But they're not kohanim, we just said they lost their kahuna. So Gemara says, "No, shiny hasam deriya chaskasai." We're not so concerned because since there's a certain reisa, there's a weakness in the chazaka that was everyone just figured out. People are not going to make that jump anymore. Yes, granted, halachically, fundamentally, we assume you can go from chuma to yichas, but then since these people are very well known as having a bad chazaka and their status of kuna, it's not going to make that jump from eating chuma to having yichas. So if that's the case, my gedola chazaka. So what's a great chazaka? He started off by saying gedola chazaka. There's no what's gedola chazaka. The Mikara, Achal B'Tshuma B'Dirabanan, U'Lasov Achal B'Tshuma D'Raisim. No, the Chazaka is, in Chutz La'aretz, there's only Tshuma B'Dirabanan. They're eating Tshuma B'Dirabanan in Bavel. The Chazaka is so great that we allow them to eat even Tshuma D'Raisa when they enter into Eretz Yisrael. That's a Gedola Chazaka. Ibaizim, alternatively, the Gemara suggests, Li'olam Hashanami B'Dirabanan. No, even in Eretz Yisrael, they're also only able to eat B'Dirabanan. Achal B'Dirabanan, Achal, they still cannot eat Tshuma B'Dirabanan in Eretz Yisrael. V'chi maskinim mitshuma liyuchsin. It's only midiraisa midirbanan lo maskinim. And the only time we jump from a chuma person eating chuma to yichas chuma on a diraisa level. But since these people are only eating chuma midirbanan, they'll never get to the case of yichas. Ihachi, that's the case. Ma'ag gedola chazaka. So what was the gedola chazaka? They ate then. What they're eating now? No difference. Umar explains as follows. The Meikar, Meikara, initially when they're in Bavel, Lekka Lemigzar Mishum Chuma Deraisa. When they're eating Chuma Deraisa, they would never amount to Chuma Deraisa because there wasn't Chuma Deraisa in Bavel. But now when they're in Eretz Yisrael Levasov, Afa Gav Dika Lemigzar Mishum Chuma Deraisa, there's a concern that this coin might now eat Chuma Deraisa. There's a big concern, so maybe he should be cut off from even Chuma Deraisa. Still, nonetheless, we're saying, we trust him that he'll only eat Chuma Deraisa, and he will not eat Chuma Deraisa. Ah, Bahaksib, doesn't the Pasuk say, Vayomer, it says, Vayomer HaTirshasa, which is Nechemi Lahem, he says to them, Asher lo yochlu mikodesh kadashim, that you shouldn't eat anything, which is Mashba Kodesh Kadashim, who de lo yachel, Hakom idinechel. He's allowed to eat Chuma, even Chuma, only Kodesh Kadashim, which refers to Karbanos he can't eat, but he's allowed to eat Chuma, which would seemingly apply to even Chuma Mediraisa. Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, lo mide de mikre Kodesh, lo mikre de mikre Kadashim. You guys cannot eat anything kodesh, which means v'chol zay lo yichal kodesh, which means any kachim you can't eat. V'lo midei demikrei kachim, not anything that's called kachim, which is referring to damar kra. Uvas kohen kiseh lishzar, he mitchuma b'kadashim lo tzochel. That kadashim refers to chuma, you can't eat chuma either. So Nechemiah was telling them, you can't eat karbanos, you can't eat kodesh, and you can't eat kadashim, which is referring to chuma either on a derais level. But midrabanan, you are allowed to eat. And Amar Marmar just complete the statement here. Mina kadashim lo socha. That was the explanation that you're not allowed to eat from the truma.
It's in the Rashi of the different theorists or something, because he's calling kodesh the truma and the kadashim the chadot the shok.
Interesting. And I guess kadashim, karbanas,